if what you're doing in the spiritual realm is not affecting the natural realm, why do you call it God? If what you're doing in the supernatural arena is not affecting the natural arena, why do you call it God? Well, here I am in Norway, and I went to bed at midnight or 12:30. It actually, the light stops being bright around that time, and it becomes semi-dark. And then daylight begins at 3 a.m. And the reason I know that is because I woke up to it this morning. And those thoughts that I started this message with were what God spoke to me the moment I awoke. The scenario that I dreamt last night or this morning during my brief encounter with sleep were questions about what is important. The Lord basically asked me, he says, if you knew that liberalism, extremist liberalism, and extreme antichrist living was going to come to the place where it was legal to kill Christians who are basically narrow-minded haters, according to those who stand against Christ. What if you knew that, what if the Lord spoke to you, which I'll preface with, the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth, brings us to remembrance all things whatsoever Jesus says, guides us into all truth, because he doesn't share on his own, but he shares what the Father and Son give him, and shows us things to come. There are a huge amount more scriptures about the Holy Spirit being our guide, our comforter, our teacher, our anointing. I could go on for another 4 or 5 minutes, probably with descriptive things that the scripture says about the Holy Spirit. But laying that foundation, what if the Spirit came to you one morning when you get up and says, you've got 7 days to live, at which at that time the enemy is going to find a way to take you out. And you knew that that was the truth. Then the question that he asked me as he gave me this scenario was, what would you teach or give to those that you are working with or have worked with that would sustain them through the darkness that was going to come as a result of the Antichrist spirit prosperity in the world? What would you do or give to those that you're walking with in Christ as a leader or as a servant, whatever you want to say it, and that what you share with them is going to be what sustains them through the darkness as the light after you're gone? You got 7 days. What are you going to share? What is it that you have that you would give them that would sustain them in staying in the light in the midst of the darkness? No matter if it's 2 hours long or 3 hours long or decades long. What would you give to them? What would be the most important thing that you could share with them in that week and establish as a foundation in their life for the future? What would it be? You know, I couldn't go back to sleep after he spoke that to me because I was thinking of all the things I've done and the knowledge I've shared with different people and the things that God has taught me that I've shared with people, and I'm going, being where I'm at today and looking back at who I have been in the past and seeing the effect on people's lives with what I've shared and what effect it had with them, what would I give to the people now to sustain them in a period of darkness where it's not going to be legal to even speak the name of Jesus, and every conversation that you have is going to be monitored by some kind of electronic device that they can activate from wherever they're at and listen to what you talk about. So, yeah, that's not a future thing. So anyway, I couldn't go back to sleep. I rolled and tossed and turned, but the questions kept hounding me. What would you give? What would be the most important thing in your heart to give to those who are following you? What would you say to them? What would you be adamant that they grasp and understood? And I thought about, would I give them portions of scripture that were relevant knowledge and they were good to live by? What would I say? And I went back to the beginning of the church age in the book of Acts, and in the midst of my contemplating and asking this question of the Lord that he had asked me, and I was asking him back, well, what should I give? What would be the most important thing to you for me to give? And instantly I saw the beginning of the church age in the book of Acts, and the very end of the Gospels. And I realized that the only thing that they had at that time was the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus was adamant that they have all of the Holy Spirit, not just him dwelling in them is becoming a son, but having the Holy Spirit on them, just like Jesus did before he began his ministry. The power of God, the anointing of God, the promise of my Father upon you, whatever you want to call it. But in the first chapter of Acts and into the second, that foundation was the first thing that Jesus gave to the church. And so as Jesus is showing me this early this morning, I am contemplating myself, what have I actually really seen the most results in my life? When is it? What is it that I've shared? And I would truly have to say that the greatest thing that I could give to people is intimacy with Christ and a relationship with Holy Spirit that's real. I know that that alone has sustained me. The scriptures have been an incredible gift from God, but it's the Holy Spirit and the relationship with Jesus that sustains me. It is that which, when passed on, when imparted or presented and people grasp it, has probably changed the most lives. Is that about speaking in tongues and laughing and having incredible emotional, euphoric experiences? Absolutely not. I'm talking about the reality of Holy Spirit being real, just like Jesus is in us, leading us. Tongues are a part of it. Prophecy is a part of it. Words of knowledge, gifts of knowledge, wisdom, those things are all apart, but it says the Holy Ghost brings those things. The Holy Ghost will guide you into all truth and show you things to come and bring to your remembrance all things whatsoever Christ has said to you. The Holy Spirit will be the one who gives you the words to be a witness or to speak to those who ask you questions about Christ. So the question hounded me. It's now 5:30 in the morning and I am speaking this in a Neil's Minutes, and I know what the Lord is speaking to me and saying. I need to live now as if I'm already a dead person. That is going to happen in the future, whether it is natural or unnatural death. That'll be up to the Lord in a sense. But the reality of it is, what do I want to leave those who have followed me? What do I want to give to those who are following Jesus because of, in some way, my life being a part of their decision? What do I want them to get? What do I want them to have during this age of darkness that's coming? That the light is going to shine so bright in because of its God. In the darkness, God always shines brighter. He is the light of the world. So it's something that I think we all need to ponder and actually live as if it's a reality, that what if I were only had 1 week, 7 days to complete that which he's called me to do, which is to raise other people up to look like and be like Christ. John 20:21-23. John 17:3. This is eternal life, that you may know the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, whom he sent. Jesus saying, I'm sending you in exactly the same way I was sent. Same purpose, same anointing, same thing, and not only shall you do what I've done, but you'll do greater things than this, because I'm going to go be with the Father. And so therefore, it'll be the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwelling in us. Anyway, I'm getting off here. Here's the reality. What am I going to give people as if I was going to die in 7 days and knew it? What would be the most important things that I would want to share with those I love? Commandments or presence? Laws or love? Interesting. I'm going to sign off with this. Here I am in Norway, and the Lord decided I only needed 2 hours of sleep last night. Blessings and truth be upon us all.